There has not been a lot of publicity until recently about the referendum that will be on next Tuesday's ballot across Milwaukee County. The question will ask voters whether they favor cutting in half the salaries of county supervisors. The vote will be one of the final steps of Wisconsin Act 14. That new state law reduced the scope of the Milwaukee County Board. Interests on both sides are now urging their supporters to express their opinion on April 1st. Perhaps you've heard the radio ad one side has begun running. It wants voters to cut supervisors' salaries, in effect reducing the job from full-time to part-time.
Milwaukee County voters have a chance to be heard in a referendum on reducing county board salaries. The state legislature has already approved reforms. Now it's your turn. Vote yes on the referendum. Authorized and paid for by Forward Milwaukee County, Inc.
Or maybe you got a mailing this week from the Milwaukee Area Labor Council. It wants the county to retain a full-time legislative branch.
We sent out a postcard to our members, at least 20,000 folks, and basically just informing them, number one, that the referendum was on the ballot. It's pretty simple, and it just asked for them to vote no.
Sheila Cochran is Secretary Treasurer of the Labor Council. She says it wants full-time supervisors and for them to be paid appropriately.
We don't aspire to drive wages down for anyone. You get what you pay for. So if you're only going to pay $24,000, then they walk in the job knowing that there's not a lot that's expected of them.
Cochran says if residents are unhappy with the job their supervisor is doing, then they should vote for someone else. Supervisor David Cullen says the quality of county government will undoubtedly suffer if board members serve part-time.
It's going to be a little bit more difficult to get a hold of us, a little bit more difficult for us to act. We have a $1 billion budget. You're going to have a situation where board members come in at 7 o'clock at night after working their day job. I don't think you're going to get the level of input that public deserves.
Cullen says he also worries that the county executive position would become too powerful and go unchecked if the legislative branch was not on duty full time. The current board has challenged County Exec Chris Abele on a range of issues, from who should run the transit system to what should happen with county property near the lakefront. Joe Sanfilippo says the board has taken to micromanaging the county. Sanfilippo was a supervisor. Now, as an assemblyman, he helped convince state leaders to scale back the Milwaukee County Board so it operates like all others in Wisconsin. Sanfilippo insists counties with part-time legislative branches function effectively.
When you have a board working together in harmony with the county executive, you know, there'll be more time spent solving problems and less time spent pointing fingers and arguing with each other.
As for who might run for a $24,000 a year job with no benefits, Sanfilippo foresees plenty of interest.
And more importantly, we're going to be able to see an increased participation by citizens in the county because, you know, the board will presumably be holding these meetings in the evening since it's a part-time board.
The decision Milwaukee County voters make on April 1st will become effective in April of 2016. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.